T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're in the middle of the exit interview. I'm sure you've been in the situation in the past and it absolutely sucks. Somebody breaks up with you. They give you some BS reason why the relationship should end, but you know that's not the reality. So we help you find the true answers behind that. We have our listener, Tom. He dated his girlfriend, Olivia, for 4 months. He says everything was great. He had never had a connection like this with another woman before.
He told her things that he never told anybody else.
He said there was no drama either. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like they were fighting leading up to the breakup at all.
The only excuse that she said was the reason why they broke up is because she was starting her last semester in college and she needed to focus on school.
Which is total BS. We all know that.
So, Tom, are you there?
What up?
All right, so Olivia knows that we reached out to her and she agreed to do the survey on one condition, bro. You can't speak while we ask her the questions because we're not trying to ambush anybody.
All right, cool.
Just listen, and that way we find out what went wrong and how you can become a better boyfriend in the future. All right, bro?
All right.
All right, cool. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being a good sport about this and trying to help out Tom. It's really nice of you.
Okay.
And I'm, she's like, where's this going?
And I'm glad you're not so busy in college.
Oh, come on. She's busy.
No, that's a low blow, Edgar. Come
all right,
on.
All right, my bad. How trustworthy of a boyfriend was Tom when you were with him?
I would say a 9.
9 out of 10?
9 out of 10, yeah. I didn't have any issues. I didn't think he was cheating on me or anything like that.
What about in the looks department? How attractive is he?
He is extremely attractive. He's probably one of the best looking guys I've ever dated.
Oh, wow. High marks in that department.
And you traded him in for finals, huh? Compared to your exes, how would he rank in regards to romance?
I would give him a 5.
Whoa, out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. Yeah. Sometimes super hot people just think all they got to do is lay there. You know what I mean? My face is doing all the work right now. I don't got to do anything.
Or they're just selfish.
It's true. Yeah.
Well, he was super selfish. Let's just say he never returned the favor. I wasn't too happy about that.
Oh, yes. My gosh. That's a cardinal sin right there. All right. Last but not least, what advice can you give Tom on how he can improve as a boyfriend in the future?
I think that he should learn how not to be so self-centered. You know, we would talk about different things, and every conversation that we had would end up being about him. I could tell him about something going on in my day, and he'd turn around and say, oh, yeah, that happened to me. And then it became a whole conversation about him, and there was no focus on me. Honestly, I think in the 4 months that we were together, I don't think that he retained any kind of information about me, anything.
Well, that's a bit extreme.
I'm being real. And to be perfectly honest with you, I truly don't even want to talk to him because he's probably going to turn this all about him anyway. But I feel like if you were to ask him, like, things about me that we've definitely discussed, he would not be able to answer it. Like, for instance, if you were to ask him what school I go to, what my favorite color was, even, like, when's my birthday? Like,
okay, let's give him a shot. Tom, what college does your ex Olivia go to?
Definitely Cal State.
There's a lot of those.
You seriously don't know what college she goes to, bro?
No, I'm 99.9% sure it's Cal State.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's lots of those, though, bro. Like, Cal Poly Pomona, there's Fullerton.
Okay, well.
Wow. Olivia, which one do you go to?
I go to Northridge.
All right, fantastic.
So, what's Olivia's birthday? I got to ask him all the questions, because now I'm curious.
Her birthday.
We celebrated it, so he should know it.
We celebrated it.
So, like, I don't really care about that kind of stuff, man.
I'm important to you, then you should know those things, because I know your birthday. It's March 16th.
She got you there. Oh,
well, I guess we figured out why this didn't work.
Tom, I don't know if you figured it out yet or not, but it's not because she's too busy. You really didn't pay any attention to her or didn't care about what was going on in her life, bro?
Well, I mean, to be honest, this isn't really fair to me. Like, she had time to prepare all of these questions. I didn't have any time to prepare for the answer.
Whoa, wait.
Tom, it takes no preparation for Olivia to ask you, when was my birthday? What school do I go to?
He didn't have time to study for Olivia midterms, all right?
Oh my gosh.
Olivia, thank you for being a good sport. We see the reasoning behind you peacing out.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Tom, on a serious note, man, hopefully it can help you grow.
That's right.
And, you know, when you're in a relationship, other people like to be thought of as important as well.
Oh, man. I appreciate it, guys.
Man, I don't want to sound like a broken or scratched record, but I'm telling you.
You're going to say, date someone like me.
Why like me?
Who's a giver?
I just know what you're going to say. This is not my opinion, but you're going to say, someone who's not as attractive.
Abstract face. Who's a giver, not a taker.
Exactly.
Let's ask our listeners. Your experience in dating, whether it be guys or girls, whatever, aren't more attractive people more selfish? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. I'm telling you, Chelsea, you've dated a lot of attractive men, and how's it gone?
You know.
Listen, I like to state for the record, my girlfriend's the most beautiful person I've ever dated, and she's very unselfish. So there.
877-971-HITS. Break it down. Kim from Torrance, good morning.
Good morning.
Kim, would you agree with me that more attractive people are way more selfish than, let's say, abstract-looking folk like myself?
Most definitely they are.
Confirmed. In your experience, right? And how's that affected your dating life?
Well, for me, I don't care because I'm never going to date anyone that's busted.
Yeah, girl, get it.
Wow. She's like, I don't care if they work harder. I'll make a good-looking person work up to my standards. I'm not going to date a hard-working, busted dude.
That's right.
All right, Kim, so you know they're more selfish, but you don't care because looks matter more than the way they treat you.
Definitely.
All right.
Keeping it real.
She's like, yo, I got to leave the house with him, too. I don't want people judging.
I'm trying to help people out here.
I know.
But you can't. You don't say you can't help if they don't want the help.
You just got to find that unicorn, you know, that one that is really good looking but is also a giver. I haven't found him yet. I'm still single, but I trust that he is out there.
And when you do find him, don't let any girl know until you marry them.
But he's the worst.
Kim, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great week.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Charlie from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Charlie, thanks for hanging out with us. Are more attractive people way more selfish in relationships, yes or no?
1,000%.
Yes, is that what you're saying?
Are you the attractive person that's selfish, or you've dated one?
So, okay, I've actually dated someone. So, okay, like, I don't think that I'm, like, not attractive, but I dated someone that was much hotter than I am.
And you had to try harder in that one, right?
Yeah, like, he would not text me for, like, take him, like, a day or two to get back to me. And he would just reply with just like a selfie of him and his ad. Like, that was supposed to make it all better.
You got yourself an F boy. No.
But also, he knows exactly how to get you not to be mad at him. Like, oh, damn, I forgot about those.
Can you imagine me with my pants on my belly sending that text to my wife, Janet, when I mess up on something? Yo, babe, but check this out. But
selfie in the mirror.
Hold on a second, though. Don't if someone's good looking, if you're an abstract looking person, don't you want them to be lazy? You got to have an advantage somewhere. If all good looking people, like the hottest people on the planet, also were really nice people. You'd never have a shot.
Oh,
they're leaving the door. Everyone's got to have flaws somewhere.
I never would have had a shot with my wife.
That's right. If good-looking dudes were trying harder, see, they left the door.
They opened the lane for
me. Actually, they're being better to you.
They left the lane open for funny guys. That's what it is.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Charlie, love you, girl. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Carmen from Long Beach, you don't agree with the statement that more attractive people are selfish?
No, I don't actually. I've met a few people in my life that are not selfish. And actually, my boyfriend that I'm dating now, he's really good looking and he's not selfish.
Oh, well, there you go. They are out there, Chelsea, but Carmen found the one.
Man, does he have any friends? Brothers?
Yeah, he has brothers that are single.
Okay.
Unicorns exist, I guess, is what we're hearing right now, is hot, nice people.
Mm-hmm. Carmen, thank you so much for calling in and standing up for attractive people. They've had such a rough life.
We've just been taking a beating today.
I'm glad Carmen called in to back you up, Brian. What are our texts saying, man?
We got one. Christina from Whittier says, pretty people are obligated and feel like they don't need to do anything because you're lucky that they're with you. Ugly people are blessed and willing to listen to everything you say because they're just happy to have scored you.
I agree with that, except for the ugly. I prefer, again, abstract looking
people.
We
know. You're all about seeing the glass half full of ugly. Okay, here we go. This is destiny. Oh, gosh, I agree totally. I just ended it with someone who was a 10 out of 10 on looks. So attractive and tall, but let me tell y'all, he was selfish AF. Everything was about him and his life. Then I had to stop reading the text because she goes on to rip him in the bedroom and some of his biological features.
Whoa!
So let's just say she really turned it up at the end of that text.
Our next topic coming up. Are more attractive people...
Do they have smaller...
Can
never
we
mind.
Please?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.